She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Hey, everybody. This is indeed Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Happy beginning of Earth Month. It starts tomorrow. And remember, we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And we are going to give you so much fun stuff to think about today. You're not even going to be able to stand it. Seriously. This show is sponsored by Chapman Tucson. And believe me, they have a lot of green cars. And I hope they sell a lot of them in Earth Month. And what better way to start the show than to talk about the unbelievable events that are going on all over the world. Just Google them, Earth Day events. Believe me, no matter how small or how big your city or town, there's something going on. There's a wonderful movement with 350.org that is wanting to connect green dots all over the globe. It gave me green goosebumps when I read it. And then another way to start the Earth Month, what better way truly than by interviewing a locally owned business here in Tucson, Arizona, one of my favorite places. Shopping locally is a way to shift the planet. It's a great way to start. And I have Libby Toby from PopCycle online right now. Are you there, Libby?
I am. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I love PopCycle, and I'm sure most of our listeners from around the country don't know what it is, and you get to tell them.
Awesome. Well, PopCycle is a store located here in Tucson on 4th Avenue, and it's owned and operated by three local artists that needed studio space. They had already been working with reclaimed materials themselves, and they outgrew their studio space. And so they opened up this because the space was so large, they decided to do a store, a little bit reluctantly by two of the artists.
Because they're artists, they love, and it's businessmen and women, right?
Yes. And so they are, it's owned and operated by three different artists, Dee Dee Kanan and Shannon Riggs, and they build, their product is called Dee Dee Co. Designs, and they do anything from furniture to magnets to fun gift items, cards, pocket mirrors. They do an array of products.
Lots of fun stuff. Lots of fun stuff.
And their business partner, Jen Radler of Monster Booty Threads, she actually started her business with using fun monster designs using eco-friendly felt, but she started making them for her kids. So some things were like cuff bracelets out of reclaimed belts, and she needed studio space as well, so they kind of joined forces.
And then aren't another aspect of it, I mean, it's just, I can't describe on the radio, so that's why I want a TV show, but handmade materials from the United States. It's reclaimed materials that they use. They don't go out and buy a bunch of stuff. So they're using things that are handmade in the U.S. from reclaimed materials. Is that the right way to say it?
Piece to hang on the wall with paint and a few other things. They try not to use a lot of paint, actually, because it's not eco-friendly. So they try to just make it rustic and vintage and using architectural elements. But everything in the store has a sustainable element. But anything from reclaimed plastics, and some of those items, again, are like Monster Booty Threads. She does eco-friendly felt that's made from plastic. And then there's a company named Trasharella, and she does iPad covers and wallets using reclaimed plastic. She used to be a painter and wanted to she saw so much waste. Actually, all the artists, that's what they saw, too much waste of products that we throw away.
And they're turning it into art that people really want to buy. It's not, I think there's a really big difference between arts and crafts, and I like both. But when I go to PopCycle, I think art. It's like, it's just presents that you want to give your really cool, hip girlfriends and your family members. So it's very, I mean, when I go in there, it's like going down the artistic rabbit hole. It's like a Mrs. Green, I think I died and went to heaven because I feel.
You are so much fun. We really appreciate it. Well, there is all kinds of fun stuff, and there is something for everyone. The owner's brother, Levi Kanan, he has Lost Highways sign company, and he does reclaimed license plate signs, and he does cuff bracelets out of the old reclaimed license plates, and so there's a lot of vintage things also in the stores that might have been elaborated. So it does, and there is something for everything. The price points are all over the place. I mean, there's anything from $1.50 up to $200. One of my favorites that is just an eye catcher in the store is a woman that does some mounted animal heads, and her philosophy is she uses 100% reclaimed materials, but she hand sculpts, Gina, these taxidermy heads, but they're all vegetarian, and she can do deers and rabbits, and she's
you
done almost anything,
kidding.
Little mouselopes, very fun.
I love it. Is there any wonder, like, if there's anybody listening that's not laughing and wanting to be there or go visit your website, they're not, like, awake. Seriously. Now, and it you know, first of all, it's Earth Month. Think locally. Second of all, lots of people buy little things for Easter presents. And I was down there and bought things for Valentine's presents. We're a very, you know, present-oriented family, extended family. I love to buy presents. I love to get presents. And I was there a couple of weeks before Valentine's Day, and they're truly things that are unique, and they delight whoever gets them, because it's not something that they have already on the shelf or that they saw six of them in another store. So think about that. And even, you know, this is a national show, and I tell people, find the pop cycle near you. Find that store that has the creative energy and the artists that came together as a new paradigm business model that's definitely more sustainable to create something great that's wonderful for the planet. So can I tell everybody how you got to be featured on the show today, Libby? It's really cool.
Yes, please do.
Okay, so we had an Arizona's Greenest Workplace Challenge, which was a voting competition last year, and you had to submit why your company should be voted on for Arizona's Greenest Workplace. And PopCycle, all along the voting, I called them the little engine that could, because it was up against things like Goodwill that has thousands of employees, and TriSports that's, you know, the biggest supplier of triathlete gear in the world. And PopCycle got their tribe, as I call it, activated and got lots of votes, and was just really, really working it and got out the vote. And it was like, it was a Mrs. Green pick. I loved it. I loved it. You guys got out the votes, and our whole team
grateful.
Was so happy.
We were so grateful. It was an honor.
Now, yeah. Libby, do you guys do, and I don't even know this because you're here in Tucson, do you do online? Do you sell things online, or do you just have a website so people can see what's there?
You know what? We do have a website. Actually, we have a couple. PopCycle is, again, the shop, and the owners, Dedeco Design, has a website. And actually, all three of the owners have a Facebook page. Well, actually, two owners work together under Dedeco. But we are putting in place an online store. We do have so many visitors that come to Tucson. We've been very fortunate in that way. So we do a lot of shipping. And in our shipping, we actually reuse all of our shipping materials and everything we can. We save everything. We're like little squirrels. but anyway, so we do ship all over the country if we need to, you know.
And Fourth Avenue is a popular spot in Tucson. It's growing in popularity. I love to go down there because you can park your car. Don't ever kid yourself. You can find parking down there. I always find a parking spot. There's that across from Antigone, there's the bookstore, the huge parking lot. And then you can walk. You don't have to drive your car and go in and out of parking spots. And there are a lot of really cool stores down there it's fun to spend an afternoon, bring your visitors from out of town. And as I said, find your PopCycle in your neighborhood. Really, really important for me to support that locally owned business. I say it all the time. I hope people don't get sick of hearing me say it.
Fourth Avenue is all locally owned businesses. So
it is. It really is. And great food and just really, really, really fun. So tell us the main website that people can visit.
The main website is popcycleshop.com.
That is easy. And we'll have it up, and we'll be Facebooking and tweeting about it. And letting
people
wonderful. Know. And you are wonderful. And please say hi to everybody there. And I'm glad that we talked about it, because I will come in next week for some of my Easter shopping.
Yeah, DDCo makes some great Easter cards, and we have all kinds of fun bunnies and various things. Anyway, thank you so much.
Maybe think about it. Like, I know I have nothing against Hallmark. I don't. But think about buying cards that somebody locally made, no matter where you are. It's just such a great, it's a feel-good move. So make it a great Green Day. Happy Earth Month. And please give my best to everybody there.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Libby.
Take care. Okay, so everybody, here's the show lineup for today. We are going to be interviewing Lori Popkiewicz-Alper, and she is the founder of Groovy Green Living. And are you ready for this? This is what her description on her Twitter account says, and I think maybe on her her blog: environmental lifestyle blogger, green living educator, social media consultant, recovering attorney, mom of three, triathlete, cyclist, runner, foodie, and she didn't put on there, but I'm sure sleep is optional. She probably sleeps, but we're not really sure. And we're getting her on the line, and there will be there'll be maybe an interruption. So we'll tell you about that once we get Lori on the line, because it's so fun. And while we're getting her ready, please don't forget to listen to me every Saturday here live at noon at Mrs. Green's World. And right now it's Pacific Standard Time. There's the changing time around the globe. So just like to remind you that you can listen on your iPhone or Droid. I happen to be in, I was in California last week, and five of us picked it up on our phone, iPhones and Droids, and it was fun. So if you do have to miss, please remember that the podcasts of all my shows live on my website, and you'll love hearing this show and every show, I guarantee it. So it's right there for your listening pleasure. And please don't forget to connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, because you can hear about all these late, great breaking news items. So Lori, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. I did not share your news. I gave your entire, you know, lifestyle blogger, green living educator. I did the whole like long line of wonderful things you are, including sleep being optional. So I just would love you to tell us what's happening today with Groovy Green Living.
There are lots of kind of hot topics running around the web and around the world right
literally.
Now. Literally, yes. And one of the most exciting topics from my perspective, and I hope everybody else is as excited as I am, is bisphenol A, which we all know as BPA, is
the devil.
Currently up, yeah, the devil, which is in lots of plastics, and it's currently up for before the FDA, and they're deciding whether or not it warrants regulation in the United States.
Oh my God.
And that decision. I mean, that decision actually could come down right now. I don't know. It may have. I'm looking online to see if anything's been said. But the really exciting piece is, and I think because of the show, I at my house in about, I would say, 15, 20 minutes. And I am going to be on ABC Nightly News tonight.
I love it. I'm going to do the ring. I'm going to do the ring the bell thing. It's like, oh my gosh, we talked earlier. She said, Gina, you're not going to believe this. I'm going to be interviewed on ABC Nightly News. And I'm like, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's
that
really
is a wonderful
exciting.
Thing.
You know, Gina, the most exciting thing about this is it shows that moms and parents have a voice, because the reason this is up for ruling is so many of us were so vocal, and there were petitions flying around, and it's just really exciting to see that we, as you know, we collectively as parents and people on the planet can really make a difference.
That's what I'm so excited about. And I write about that. I blog about it.
I know.
I Facebook, I tweet, I say, if you run the numbers, we're collecting 1 million signatures in 4 days for different initiatives. We've made an impact on Hershey's, and it's the voice of the people. The legislation, I mean, a marginal impact on food for school lunches, but, you know, it's forward motion, so I like to count
Absolutely.
That as a victory.
Small,
it's a little bit.
I always say, little baby steps.
Right, big, small steps, big impact. So how did you go from recovering attorney to beginning your green journey? It's one of the most exciting I've read about, and such an exciting guest to have on Mrs. Green's World.
I'm honored to be here, so thank you so much for having me. So I went to
college, and then I went to law school, and I was working, I was practicing law for a long, long time, and I just sort of, I started educating myself really about, you know, products and my well-being, and I started to kind of live what I was learning and started to adopt sort of this organic, non-toxic lifestyle, and I saw firsthand what a positive effect it could have on my life, and I was sort of sharing this information with my small group of family and friends, and I decided to just trade in my suit and started to really consider educating other people. But the coolest part about all of this is I sort of went in thinking I would educate other people, but I have learned so much
from my readers. Oh, my gosh.
It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, it's very exciting when I write a post in the comments. You know, people give me such great information.
It's really the community and the tribe. I know. It feels so exciting when, you know, you're putting it out there and somebody in Michigan or somebody in the UK is reading it and sharing what they know. I know it is such an exciting, it's activating the matrix.
Can I tell you about one other initiative that
is really exciting?
Okay, so I am also, I'm a parent ambassador for Healthy Child, Healthy World. And I put together, with their blessing, a petition asking Tide, which is owned by Procter & Gamble, to remove a cancer-causing chemical from their Tide Free and Gentle detergent. And this, I can't remember how long ago we put it up, but Women's Voices for the Earth did a study back in September, and it found a lot of carcinogenic chemicals in many detergents that aren't listed on the ingredients.
Not shocking to us, but shocking to lots of people. It's shocking. It's awful.
And it's awful, I know. And what's so shocking about this is, you know, many of us believe that Tide Free and Gentle is free of anything that could potentially harm our children, harm our families, and unfortunately, it's not. It has this cancer-causing chemical called 1,4-dioxane. And the interesting piece about all of this is Procter & Gamble has removed this cancer-causing chemical from their Herbal Essence shampoos back in, I believe it was 2010 also. So they've removed this from their products before, but it still exists in Tide Free and Gentle. So we're asking them to take this chemical out. And the petition, which is so awesome, has, I think right now, about 75,000 signatures.
Okay. We'll put a link up on that on our Facebook page, and we'll help spread the word, too. So it's called Healthy Child. I'm listening to you. I'm a very present listener. Healthy Child, Healthy
World.
Okay, I did get it right. Okay.
Yes, Healthy Child, Healthy World is a wonderful organization, a nonprofit that really fights for children's rights as they relate to chemicals and the environment. And everybody should look that organization up. They're wonderful.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but my tagline for my show when we were getting ready to launch the internet-based show and I was going off terrestrial radio is we don't want to tell you, you know, we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And that's all part of it is that I don't want to shout at people and tell them what to think.
I know.
But I so want people to think, no more tear shampoo. Really? It doesn't make your kid cry, but it has really harmful ingredients in it.
Yeah.
So that should make you cry. And it's a lot like you that I just started uncovering all of these things. And I'm much older. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Maybe I'll start a radio show and start telling
you
people
about it. You're doing such a wonderful job. It's just, that's what it's about. It's about sharing information. And that way people can make their own decisions about what they want to purchase, what they want to put in their body, on their body. And, you know, it's just having the information.
And it's having people like you help spread the word. So we have a traditional clock and we have sponsors, so we're going to go to a short break. How much longer do I have, Lori? It's okay. No, I think it's wonderful. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we can probably do, I would say another 10 minutes would be great, and that will give me a chance to maybe brush my hair.
Okay, and we'll tell everybody when we come back what's going on. We're talking with Lori Popkiewicz-Alper, Groovy Green Living, founder, editor-in-chief, and super green woman. We'll be right back. Please stay here with me.
In the mid-Tucson summer, you would expect it to be over 100 degrees. But deep beneath the University of Arizona's compost heap, temperatures can hit 160. Started by the Compost Cats student group, the U of A Compost Project is collecting tons of waste from around campus and keeping it out of landfills. Gathering garbage and converting it into a useful product for the community? Now that's a hot idea indeed. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Hi, I'm Abbott Taylor. With over 35 years creating jewelry in Tucson, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Please come in and see some of the thousands of designs we have created, or come in and have us design something original just for you. Whether you're looking for a simple and stylish graduation gift, your engagement ring, or a breathtaking jewelry piece to celebrate an important birthday or anniversary, you can't beat our competitive diamond pricing. With 100% trade-up guaranteed, set in an Abbott Taylor jewelry design, always using earth-friendly recycled gold. Abbott Taylor Jewelers, exquisite jewelry designs and exceptional diamond deals created right here in Tucson for over 35 years. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green. Did you know that the 2012 VW Beetle has been completely redesigned? That it has exciting new features, look, and performance, and that it is one of Oprah's best things for 2012? The best news is Chapman VW has them in stock. Check out the new Beetle at Chapman VW at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan, or visit them at TucsonVW.com. Be sure to tell them that Mrs. Green sent you.
You can always find things around the house to give to Goodwill, but I have a bigger reason to give. My brother, Jim. When Jim was just 6 weeks old, he had a stroke. He had to rewire his brain to do most things we all take for granted. Thanks to Goodwill, Jim has a job and a sense of purpose. You know how they say your donation to Goodwill changes lives? Well, it's true. Goodwill is the best thing that ever happened to Jim. Please donate today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. Today might be one of the weirdest, most exciting shows I've ever done, and that's the that is just the energy that's going on the planet right now. I have live right now Lori Popkiewicz Alper, and she is the founder of Groovy Green Living. I'm so excited, I can't stand it. And there is, like, she's an environmental lifestyle blogger, green living educator, super mommy blogger. I mean, creating change for the planet in the most wonderful of ways, virally, an advocate for herself, the planet, her children, her family, and this growing community of hers. So, Lori, as we shared earlier, you're going to have to get off the phone because you got a call from ABC Nightly News. And when we spoke earlier, I said, Lori, take me with you. If I can just apparate, I'll be there.
And I said, I would love you to be here.
I know. It's so exciting. And you'll have to tweet and email us so that we can get the word out, because this is a pre-recorded show. So I'll be able to tell people today that you're going to be on. And I might even call you later. So, and remember that we'll be able to listen to this show on your, it'll be podcast, so people can listen to it. So we'll know what we said. Because, oh, it's that exciting of a show. Okay. So was your inspiration for this, how much of a part did your kids have to play in the inspiration for Groovy Green Living?
You know, I think most people, when they have kids, you know, it's just a sort of maternal and paternal instinct to take care of your kids and do what's best for them. And I really started to investigate and, you know, educate myself when my first son was born. And it just really, you know, you realize how many people out there are completely overwhelmed and lost by all the information floating around, and, you know, including myself. So it's just nice to know that there are certain places to turn that you respect and can provide good quality information. And that was really my goal when creating the site, just sort of, again, a community.
And are they on board? I mean, do they inspire you? Do they say, Mom, what about this? Are they gentle reminders for what's going on?
They are. It's funny. They'll see something and they'll say, Mom, is this groovy green? You know, Mom, that person shouldn't be eating that. And we have to have a little chat about, everybody makes their own choices. So, yes, it comes up. Quite often, and sometimes not at the most opportune time.
Right, and you say, okay, use your inside voice. Use your inside voice.
Yes, yeah. They don't know what that is.
Okay. So that, to me, that's great. And to me, one of my questions that I wrote down for you was, how important do you think that the role of mothers, the role that they play in activating the sustainability matrix and making those changes for the planet? I of course think. Mothers play a huge role in raising conscious kids. So what's your take on that?
I think mothers are incredibly important in all of this, and sometimes don't realize how important they are. We are helping to create this next generation who will hopefully take very good care of the planet and themselves. And, they spend a lot of time with us, hopefully, and listen to us, and hopefully.
right.
So I really, like you said, we have a very large role in all of this
and
as parents.
I could not agree more. And I'm a 61-year-old parent, and it's very interesting to me because it's a parallel. My kids teach me, and I teach them. I mean, it's been a exponential growth because of that. So for the time that we still have you, talk about people like what I call biteable green chunks. What do you do on a daily basis to create that healthy environment for you and for your family? What couple of takeaways can you give to our listeners about this is your life, but you can make a 10% shift, or you can do three little things or whatever? What are some of your top of mind for that?
That's a great question. I think the first thing that comes to mind, I try to just suggest very simple things because, again, we don't want it to be overwhelming. We want it to be things that everybody can sort of incorporate into their lives. I think the easiest thing to do is to take your shoes off when you come inside your home.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And the reason for this is, we're walking around outside. There are lots of synthetic pesticides on our lawns, that spill over onto our sidewalks, and they're harmful to you, to the environment, to your pets. And as you walk inside with your shoes on, even if you wipe your feet, there still could be some pesticides tagging along, and you come inside and you bring those into your home. And, so what we do is we have a routine where we leave our shoes right outside the door. And, you have to figure out what works for you. And the interesting piece is when friends come over or family comes over, you have to also figure out a way to not offend anybody and
gently suggest
that they leave their shoes behind. And not everybody wants to do that, but you do the best that you can do.
Hand them some booties.
Yeah, people do that. I don't do that, but I think that's a great idea.
We went there once. That would not be so good for Mr. Green. He said, I'm not putting on someone else's booties. So that would be good. Okay, so that's a good one. And another guest on my show mentioned that once, and we still don't do it. So it's always a good reminder for me, and I'll put that up on one of my Facebook posts and give you full credit. Okay, so that's for a new habit. What about in terms of people's diet? Because we do eat every day.
We do eat every day. I would suggest trying to eat as much as possible organic and local foods. Now,
totally
in terms
agree.
Of organic, so organic, it's interesting because unfortunately organic foods can be very cost prohibitive. And so it's next to impossible to really buy all organic foods. But the Environmental Working Group has a great list of the Dirty Dozen.
Right.
And it's a list of 12 fruits and vegetables that are really pesticide-laden that you should really focus on those 12 to buy organic.
It's shocking. Shocking. And they also have the Clean 15, so that cheers you up. You're like manic depressive, and then, oh my gosh, I could buy these though. Just don't buy the celery.
That's right. And the list actually changes from year to year.
I know.
They do, you know, testings on the fruits and vegetables to see what's high that year.
And you look at it, you go, ew, grapes, like so sickening.
And then strawberries.
And you're thinking, and peaches.
Apples. Yeah.
Peaches.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All of my favorites.
I know. And then the thicker skin things, it's like, okay, but you're right about like our local farmers markets. They're very honest. Not everything is organic. Not everything is pesticide free. But if you ask the sellers and you get to know them, they'll tell you the truth. They'll say, you know, I got this in Mexico or... I grew it, you know, we have some, you know, when you go to the farmer's market regularly, you just go to those booths and you know where it came from and you know where their farm is and you don't have to ask any questions.
That's right. You get to look them in the eye and get an answer versus buying it off the shelf in the supermarket and relying on a sign. So,
and constantly knowing that there probably is a little BPA in the lining of whatever plastic thing it is you're buying. So that's, it's just that collective effect. Okay. What about meat? Where do you weigh in on meat?
Well, I'm not a big meat eater myself. But my family does eat it. So when I buy meat, I try really hard to buy meat that is, again, locally produced, produced without antibiotics.
Right.
And
hormones.
You know,
yes.
Hormones, all the things that you just really don't want to ingest. So I'm very careful about our meats that we buy.
And there's so much research out there to support why. This isn't just some like little whimsy thing that we thought up. It affects, you are what you eat. And I say to people, I'm not a growth hormone, okay? So I don't really want to eat that or drink that. And I'm not a pest, so I don't need to have any pesticides ingested. It's like, I might be a pest, but I don't need to eat them.
I like that, though. I'm going to use that. That's
really
cute.
It's very important. And then... I think, what about educating people? What's your takeaway for people about their personal care products? Because to me, I'm not a big product user, and one day I just counted, and I put 13 products on my body, like including toothpaste and, you know, some Aveda eyeshadow and all of those things, washed my body, my hair, my conditioner, 13 products, and I think I'm a minimalist.
Yeah, that's interesting. I should count how many I use. That's an interesting concept because I don't use a lot of product either. But you're right. We all use shampoo and soap and
Use a toner on my skin and I use a dry skin cream because I live in the desert and you better use a dry skin cream or you look like a raisin. So, but that's, you know, important to know what is it that I just put all over my face. What's in it.
Again, there's a great site that I use constantly. It's again, from the Environmental Working Group, they have a site that's called Skin Deep. If you just Google Skin Deep, it comes up. And the site is wonderful. It's a cosmetic or personal care database. So you plug in the product that you're buying or about to buy or using, and it will generally pull up the product and tell you what toxins, if any, are in the product, and also will rate the product from 0 to 10, 0 being the lowest hazard rating, and then 10 being the highest. So you want to stay in the lower zone.
But I have done that. I mean, I've gone on and taken the test for some of my products, and I've gotten rid of some, and some of them are like right marginal, and I love them, so I keep them. But to me, it's again about that balance, about small steps, big impact, and I don't buy, like the shampoo I was using, I read about it, and it's like, you are kidding. It's like a carcinogen rub in on your hair, and but it smelled good and it looked pretty. Well, that's probably your first to watch out, unless it says really and truly an essential oil that made it smell good and not a chemical alternative. Okay, so how are we on time? And you have to be honest.
I know I would love to keep talking, but I think I need to go. I'm just concerned that they're going to show up at the door, and I'm not going.
And you haven't combed your hair with
ready.
I know, I'm sure a biodegradable comb. But tell us, I'm going to have you on again. We had some issues with the sound quality, so we can reschedule another show. This one will go up. We've got a great editor. Who knows? It's cyberspace. But
right.
Can you tell people the best way to get involved in your wonderful, active, content-rich community before you go? Your blog,
oh,
your Facebook page, your Twitter handle?
Yes, absolutely. So the easiest way to find me and all of my information is to find my website, which is Groovy Green Livin. It's LIVIN, no G.
I love it. And I wanted to ask you how you came up with that, but we'll save it for the next show.
Okay. And my Twitter handle, I actually have a very active Twitter community. It's a lot of fun. If you're not on Twitter, join in. It's Groovy Green Livy, LIVI. And if you forget that, just go to my site. All the information
is
there, how to connect.
Yes. And your blogs, they can sign up to get your blogs. And
Which would be great.
I know. And you're doing Pinterest. So I started doing that too. It's like, welcome to our social media world. And
yes.
I just want to say just a big, huge, sincere thanks. You are a blessing to the planet. I don't even know how we found you, but it was a blessing. And
I feel the same way about you. So, I really do. It's been so much fun connecting with you.
I know. And good luck. And don't forget to contact us about ABC Nightly News. It's like, to me, it's like late breaking news. I might tell my friends at Channel 13 that they better. I'm going to say, a friend of mine's going to be on.
It absolutely is a friend of yours. Yes, I am. It's very exciting, and I'm actually really excited. The decision, I just got word, is going to come down between 5 and 6 tonight, I think.
Okay, and so people know it's Friday. This is a pre-record.
Oh, yes.
Yes, so we have to say that, and that you can make sure when you tweet about it that it is it's Pacific time tomorrow, so it's 12 noon, which I believe is 3 Eastern time.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, and we'll stay connected.
Thank you.
And blessings and good luck. I'll be watching tonight.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much for everything. It's been a lot of fun. Your show's wonderful.
Okay, thank you. And we'll figure out the rest of the show.
Okay, sorry.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, there's never a dull moment in Mrs. Green's world. And this is something that I think as someone as passionate and as excited about talking and sharing the good green word as I am, is going to have to figure it out. And I actually just got choked up. I got something caught in my throat. But just kind of a recap of the show, this woman who was on and hopefully will be on again, her name is Lori Popkiewicz-Alper. And she is amazing. She really is a environmental lifestyle blogger, a green living educator, a social media consultant, a recovering attorney. She's a mother of three. She's a triathlete. She's a cyclist, a runner, a foodie. It's like, really, she's green superwoman. And what I love, a lot of the things that she talked about, if you're a regular listener to Mrs. Green's World, you're aware of it and you know it. If you're a mom, a grandmom, a consciously living dad, in my family, I didn't make the kids' lunches. Mr. Green did, and I've been very honest about that. So Libby talks about, Libby was on earlier, but Lori talks about really, really cool bags that you can reuse and for your kids and put sandwiches in and ones you can put fresh fruit in. She just finds great products. She supports great causes. And I have to say that one of the things I love the most that she talked about is the power of the numbers. We have it, people. If you sign a petition via email, 75,000 signatures she's collected to get a known carcinogen out of Tide. When I go into people's homes and I see Tide, I don't say anything, but it's the number one washing detergent of choice for your clothes, and it's got a known carcinogen. And the thing that aggravates me is that they got pressure, so they took it out of one of their products, and then they have something that makes you think it's easy and gentle, and they didn't take it out of that. So that's Procter & Gamble. And to me, they're just doing what the consumer wants. I don't want to play them as victims, believe me. Cheapest, easiest, what sells the most. But people are waking up. People are starting to
to think, and they're learning about what to do and how to take action. And you don't have to sign 10 petitions a day. You can just sign one. You can just become a part of Lori's world and become an active part of, you know, it's not just for mommies. It's a really good way to get involved. So we're going to keep on with the show. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. When we come back, I'm not going to tell you what to think. I'm hopefully just going to get you to. So please stay here with me. We will be right back.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
This is Mrs. Green with some great news about the Honda 2012 CR-V. It was named one of the top 10 cars with the best resale value by Kelley Blue Book, and it was recognized as the country's greenest automaker by the Union of Concerned Scientists for the fifth time in a row. If you're looking for a car with great mileage for its class and a bold new look, please visit Chapman Honda at 4600 East 22nd Street. You'll get the best ownership experience possible.
What if you had simple and easy solutions to live, work, and play green? Green Living Magazine, the premier green lifestyle magazine, brings you the latest in organic cooking, gardening, health and wellness, chef and celebrity interviews, as well as easy solutions to clean up your everyday life. Visit greenlivingaz.com for the latest in green news. Buy your subscription and view our network videos. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and again at greenlivingaz.com.
Do you dare to share? In 2009, the University of Arizona started its car sharing program. Today, students, faculty, and staff have access to a shared fleet of cars that includes 7 hybrids and even the zero emissions Nissan Leaf. Not only does car sharing give the campus community wheels, but it takes all those extra cars off the road too. Now that greens things up, doesn't it? The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network on this wonderful Saturday, and I think I'm going to be able to crack you up. I hope so. This is a wonderful opportunity to see what happens when you're Mrs. Green's World, and so let me give you a recap of what happened, and hopefully when you listen to the broadcast, you will laugh and you will love it. We interviewed Libby Toby from Pop Cycle on 4th Avenue, and she is wonderful. And they have a cooperative, an artist cooperative on 4th Avenue, which I have seen them in Los Angeles, and I have seen them in Hawaii, where it's kind of like the new paradigm of people really working together in this new economy to make things work. They don't want to have a job. They don't want to work for somebody else. So they put their resources together. They manage it together. And believe me, that is not always easy. It's sometimes easier to just have your own thing that you're doing and not have to answer to anybody else. But they're figuring out really great partnerships, and I think that's wonderful. So that was our first interview, and she talked about Pop Cycle, and it is a wonderful place to visit. It really is. And you just get to see artists and creativity, and everything's from reusable material and recycled, and the list goes on, repurposed. I was in there one day, and one of the artists came out, and she had gotten an old sweater and cut a heart off of it and put it on something felt and made just a little wonderful piece of art. So I think that's great. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, there's a lot going on because it's Earth Month. And Lori was our second guest. And I can't say enough about her. It was so funny what happened. Lori Popkowitz Alper, and she is the founder of Groovy Green Living. And I called her before the show, which I typically do to check in with the guests and tell them what's going on and talk about some of my questions. It's not scripted, but anyway, it was so funny because she said, oh, I was just going to call you. She did a post about BPA, which is the awful carcinogen in plastics. And there's actually a hearing on Capitol Hill today. This is a pre-record on Friday, March 30th. And she got picked up by one of her comments by Bloomberg, the Bloomberg report. And if you're in media, social media, you like live for that. You want to get picked up by Bloomberg and have somebody quote you. I know that Deborah from EcoChi has been, and a lot of our guests are covered in Bloomberg. Lori David, of course, I think she's a regular. So Lori said, Gina, I don't know what to do because I got this phone call. And the guy said, hi, this is Tom Gusto from ABC Nightly News, and I want to know if we can come to your house and film you and interview you about this issue for BPA. So that was the same time that our radio interview was scheduled. So I said to her, you absolutely, this is a no-brainer. You're doing some really important things, and don't worry about it. We'll cover as much of the show as we can. And so we did. So that part is exciting. I hope that I'll have news out to you before, before we're live tomorrow, or, the pre-record is up. Okay, the other couple of things are, it's Earth Month, and there is so much going on in my community, in your community, about Earth Month. You just can't even, in our community alone, everybody that's connected in the green community and even the greater community at large, the mayor's office, and everybody is like, oh my gosh, why don't we make every day Earth Day instead of like we're all going to be exhausted and not sustaining ourselves during Earth Month? So in our community, we have an event next week, which is called Green Fest, and it's put on by Bookmans in cooperation with the Girl Scouts. And here again, they made it fun. They're making it fun. It's at Tucson Village Farms, which is a wonderful place, and I am a resident of Tucson. I've watched it grow. This is what I love. It's a free event for the family. That in the sustainability community, so often that is what you find. It's an opportunity for the whole family to learn how to grow things. Lots of Mrs. Green partners are going to be there. Jason Tankersley from the Fairfax Company is going to bring composting, and he has one of the most organic compost materials on the market, and he's going to have demonstrations. My friend Terry D from the Habastor, he made wheels a fortune out of tires. So you're going to be able to spin the wheel and get some repurposed or reused prize. There's just going to be cooking demonstrations, growing demonstrations, healthy food. So that's one thing. They are going to have a bike valet. And last year, that was one of the fun things that I learned about. It's like, what the heck is a bike valet? Because I can tell you, Mrs. Green is not driving her bike there. I have bikeophobia on the main road, so I'm not going to do it. We have rainwater harvesting workshops that are going on. We have a wonderful place here called the Desert Museum. That's one of our top tourist draws in the world. And it's a living museum of animals outdoors. And it's everything that you don't think about when you think about a museum. And they have owls and eagles and every type of reptiles you can think of. So there's rainwater harvesting workshops. And then my friend Bob Oldfather and my friend Colleen Crown and Shield, if I don't bring this up, I'll get in a lot of trouble. So there's an EV drag racing event. An EV would be standing for electric vehicle drag racing. And Bob Oldfather actually called me the other day and he said, Gina, do you know about our EV drag racing event? I'm like, Bob, I'm so aware of this event and I'm so not getting on a fast motorcycle, electric or not. I'm not getting in one of those EV cars, electric or not. And he said, I really don't care. I just want you to come and I want you to promote it. So Think about it, people. It's an electric vehicle drag racing event. It kind of boggles the mind. I, of course, would love to hear from you about weird things like this. And Colleen is part of Clean Cities. She's part of a bigger sponsorship now with Pima Association of Governments. That's going to be fun. And I'll be tweeting and Facebooking about it. And it's at the Southwestern International Raceway. Of course it is, out by our fairgrounds. So that's another thing. And you can find this out on my website if you're a local listener. There is going to be what they call the ultimate home garden tour at another Tucson treasure. And people, we all have them at the Botanical Gardens. And it's going to be four homes that exemplify water-wise principles, from water harvesting, using catchment areas, elaborate irrigation systems. I hope Rainbird is listening, so they like that. I'm giving them a shout out. To Honichul Park. Another hidden treasure. I was asked to be part of a focus group there, and I went and I was sold. I hadn't been there since my kids were little. Mr. Green and I are members. We go watch the little hummingbirds as they're growing in their nest. I'm so not kidding. They're having wonderful Earth Day events there. And then, of course, there are the Mrs. Green events, which we wouldn't want to fail to mention. One of the ones I'm the most excited about, I'm doing in cooperation with the University of Arizona, the Office of Sustainability, and the students, Students for Sustainability, and local businesses and organizations. And here's what I love. It's down by the university main gate. And I think if you're listening and you have a university near you, you get it. Universities are alive. It's young people. It's young energy. You don't have to all be young in chronological age. I'm just there feeding off of it. I'll have young looking people at my booth and young living people at my booth like me. So that's from 4 to 8. And again, I want to reiterate, I don't want to get too used to the sound of my own voice, but you can tell that I'm very excited about it. Come down and see us and get involved and learn about the local vendors and what they're doing and what's happening down there. And you can park and then walk around. If you're going to bike, there's no better place or safer place to park to in our city, to bike to in our city than the University of Arizona, because all bike paths lead to the U of A, and they're usually bigger ones and wider ones. I know that there's another Earth Day Festival at Reed Park, and it's going to be wonderful as well. That's on Saturday. I mean, there is just so much going on. And then let me talk about, there's going to be a rally, and it's called Earth Day 2012 on the National Mall, and it's called Mobilize the Earth. And I would love for you to check this out. I would love for you to check out 350.org, because when I read that email that I got from Bill McKibben about what they want to do, and one of the things, just I can tell you right now, is to have huge billboards that I'm sure would be recycled, huge signs, maybe even made out of recycle material, that are on the glaciers in California that say, "I'm melting." And that will be broadcast through various, you know, iPods and iPads and iPhones, and even the simple droid for my friend Scott, who might be listening, will be doing that. But what his vision is to have all of these initiatives going around the world and showing them visually and broadcasting it and Facebooking and tweeting, because you know what I say, we are all just one planet. And this is a global thing that they're doing. And I wish I could kind of be in like many, many places, because the Earth Day in New York City sounds great. There's a green festival there that I know Mike Lieberman from Urban Organic Living, or the Urban Organic Grower, he's going to go to New York for that. And then this one that's on the Mall, they expect to connect with millions of people for Earth Day, from Rome, as they say, from Rome to Rio, from Beijing to Beirut, and mobilize the earth about a sustainable future. They're going to have great musical talent, prominent speakers and celebrities, a youth rally, live news coverage, global webcast. Again, you can find out about things like that on our website. And the most exciting thing to me is the show on Earth Day, actually the day before Earth Day, which is the 21st of April, Mrs. Green is going to be interviewing somebody from earthday.org. So that is a really, we wanted to do something really exciting, really globally connected. So we'll be doing that. And that's fun. And now let me talk a little bit about Vervet and Aveda. It's so timely because I was part of their training this morning for all of their the people that work for the two Vervet salons here in Tucson. It's a locally owned business. It's definitely a green business. They're both salons were made out of repurposed materials and recycled stuff. And you know what? It's really cool. It's really a cool place. And they were running the numbers. And I don't remember all the numbers because I wasn't prepared to talk about them today. But Vervet salons, all of the staff that work in both locations are going to partner with Aveda for water saving projects and raising money for water projects. And anybody that's connected to me knows it is absolutely, to me, the number one issue that we face as a planet. There isn't even a close second as far as I'm concerned. It's closer to 1.8 billion people do not have access to clean water every day, every night. I think it's the second killer of children. Childhood diseases are water related. So it's at every heart space that I have, clean water matters. And it's one of the reasons why I partner with Vervet and Aveda because of what they do. And they put things on their website, like in developing countries, the average person has to walk 3+ miles just to get clean water. What would you do? What would our lives be like? And then they're going to do things. They're selling a product, and it's a candle, and it's made with, of course, essential oils, lavender in this case, and a huge portion of the money that they use to sell it, I think it's $12, is going to support water projects, water smart projects. And they've raised over $4.3 million. And that's the collective, you know, the group that small steps, big impact collectively. So you can check out the Aveda fan page. You can check out the Aveda Institute, the big one, if you want to find out, because there is an Aveda near you. Trust me, they're all over the country. And people have asked me about the products, like in-depth asking. They're not the purest. They're not the safest. They're not the most beneficial, but they are really up there in terms of one of the best companies in our world today. And I stand by that. They do water projects all year round. They do meaningful things for breast cancer awareness. Their little sign on their Facebook page is kids need clean water. How could you doubt that? And when I interviewed Ken Penner, he talked about sourcing. So there's fair trade, which is a rigorous certification process that you have to go through. And Aveda flat out says, we don't do fair trade, the certification process for all of our products. One is because of supply and demand. They have more demand than they would ever be able to supply, but they make relationships with indigenous people throughout the world. They go there. They're research and development teams find out, how did you get this color? Because we know you didn't use a chemical. We used a plant base and a botanical base. So I am these people are so lucky. They're getting free testimonials for Mrs. Green because it's from my heart. And I want to say that for all my sponsors. If you're buying a car, buy a green car. There are so many ways that you can get involved that are meaningful. And then I want to talk a little bit about the show next week. Sheila Kressler Crowley is our guest. And I hope this embarrasses her. She is one of my favorite people on the planet. She is the young energy that I love to hang around with. She is a mom. She is active. She is outspoken. She works for Bookmans. She will stare anyone down if it's for the right reason. I literally adore her. She's been a social media coach for me for just a glass of water or a swell bottle. She's done voice talent for me. And she's going to talk about why Bookmans and why the Girl Scouts put so much effort into Green Fest and why they want to make it a smashing community event. So you guys, thanks so much for being a part of my world. Remember, you can be a part of my world every Saturday here at noon, MrsGreensWorld.com. I invite you, encourage you, and hopefully inspire you to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Happy Earth Month. Let's make every day Earth Day. MrsGreensWorld.com. Thanks and blessings.